I'm Ira Melman with Report on Education. Congressional hearings were held last week here in Washington with the aim of probing whether China's exercise of soft power educational initiatives is undermining academic freedom at U.S. schools and universities. I spoke with one of those who gave testimony.
This is Perry Link. I'm a professor of Chinese literature at the University of California at Riverside. My basic point is that there are two different kinds of China that the U.S. is exchanging with. One are the Chinese scholars themselves, who, like scholars everywhere in the world, aim at uncovering the truth. That's our job. The other is the Chinese government that has its programs and not scholarly scholarly goals, in the sense that objective truth is not what they're after. They are after finding knowledge that can help to strengthen the Chinese state, for one, and with spreading abroad among other people a rosy view of recent Chinese history and society, and punishing people, both Chinese scholars and Western scholars, if they don't cooperate in these goals.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry on Friday, one day after your testimony and the hearings in Washington, said, and I quote here, when it refers to Confucius Institutes, all Confucius Institutes in the United States are there because they were applied for by U.S. universities on their own will. We have assisted with supplying teachers and textbooks at the request of the U.S. side, but have never interfered with academic freedom. Your reaction?
Well, there are two points that are incorrect there, or misleading anyway. One is the point that only by application are these Confucius Institutes brought. What happens is that U.S. schools, both high schools and colleges, need funds. They don't have money to start all kinds of programs that they need. And when the Chinese government comes and says, we will give you the funds and the teachers, that's when they apply. So yes, they apply, but they apply in response to offers for funding, which are very much needed. On the point of censorship, that's simply wrong. The primary means of censorship for decades in China has been to induce self-censorship through fear. This has been used on the Chinese people for decades, and now it is being used on foreigners. Foreigners, China scholars like myself, for example, are afraid of saying things in public that will displease the Communist Party of China, because then we can be denied visas or denied access to interviews or field work. And the same kind of induced self-censorship works in Confucius Institutes, because the money is given from Beijing to a school in the United States or somewhere else, and the people who receive the money simply know that, of course, we don't use this money to mention anything about the Dalai Lama or the Falun Gong or the Tiananmen massacre or Taiwan independence or Occupy Central in Hong Kong. All of these are forbidden topics, and they cannot be discussed. Now, when you have a program about China where all of these very important topics cannot be discussed, that gives to foreign students in America and around the world a wrong impression of what China today is like. It's an incomplete impression and a too rosified kind of impression.
What kind of action would you like to see it taken in order to rectify what you see as these wrongs?
I would like to see my own government pay for Chinese language programs. There's no reason we can't do that, and we would not have to take money from the Chinese government and the agenda that it has.
I'm Ira Melman. You can hear Report on Education online at voanews.com.